The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. Daniel Brooks poses nude to share body positive post-baby weight gain message is the title of the first article. Losing weight post-pregnancy is something women often struggle with, and getting their bodies back to a shape or size they are comfortable with can be a challenge. For actress Danielle Brooks, who gave birth to her first child, daughter Freya, in November 2019, it's been a very emotional journey. Brooks is opening up about her struggles with losing weight after her pregnancy, sharing the shame she felt when the pounds didn't come off easily, and how she's growing through the experience. In a powerful Instagram post, Brooks shared a nude portrait of herself in black and white where she proudly displays her curves. As someone who coined the phrase hashtag voice of the curves, I have muted my voice for a few months now out of shame. Brooks wrote in the captions, I felt shameful of gaining weight. Even though I brought a whole human into the world, I still felt shameful because I wasn't able to maintain my normal body weight post-pregnancy. And a year later, I have only lost roughly 20 pounds of a 60-pound weight gain. I was quiet in hopes to post that snatchback photo like so many celebrities miraculously do. But that's not my story. In addition to being honest about her own experience with shame, Brooks voiced her support for her fellow sister in curves, Lizzo, who was recently shamed by fans for sharing that she's been focused on her health and diet. Just like Lizzo and so many other quote-unquote fat girls, we should be allowed to make healthy choices publicly without being made to feel like frauds for trying to be healthy. Brooks continued, I feel like it is important to share the journey as a reminder that we are not alone. We ain't always got it together, and that we are all works in progress. So I am sharing. Brooks is still on her wellness journey and committed to taking the best care of herself and living well. I am doing all kinds of diets, cleanses, making all kinds healthy choices, not because I don't love myself now, but because I do love myself, my body, and my mind. Brooks shared in the caption, because I want to continue to feel strong and sexy without catching the sugars or any other disease. It is okay showing the in-between of growth. You ain't always gotta have it all the way together, just speaking from the heart. Danny. Brooks' authenticity and honesty resonated with her fans and celebrity friends who voiced their support in the comments. The title of the next article is Feel the Love, the Celebs Who Got Engaged or Married in 2020. Amber Riley. In November, Glee star and singer Amber Riley shared some major news. She and fiancé DeShawn Black are headed to the altar. The couple shared their news with heartfelt captions on Instagram. There was a time when I thought I didn't want or deserve this kind of love, wrote Riley. I am looking at a man who changed my mind. My time by myself, loving on myself, getting comfortable with myself, prepared me for you and prepared me for this. I am so proud to say I am the future Mrs. Black. Ashley Blaine Featherston. In September, Dear White People star Ashley Blaine Featherston got the oceanfront proposal of her dreams. The actress called her love Darrell Jenkins' sweet beach proposal the quote-unquote most precious moment of her life. The romantic proposal took place in Santa Barbara, California, as the couple rode horses on the beach. My love, my legacy, my light, my life. Blaine Featherston captioned a photo of her sparkling round-cut engagement ring. Forever and a day isn't long enough. Congratulations via Instagram poured from celebrities like Issa Rae, Kelly Rowland, Lena Waithe, and the brides-to-be's fellow Dear White People star, Logan Browning. Kiara shared, another December bride we love, just 6 months after sharing her engagement news with fans, gospel singer Kiara shared married the love of her life, Jordan Kelly, in a small church ceremony attended by their parents. A bigger post-pandemic ceremony is still in the works, but until then, make way for Mr. and Mrs. Kelly. I am so excited and honored to be your wife. With God at the center, us staying committed, putting our work in it, here's to forever. Forever and ever, just until the wedding celebration, wrote Sheard after sharing the news. The next article is titled, Debbie Allen and Felicia Rashad Drop Gems Just in Time for the New Year. Sisters Felicia Rashad and Debbie Allen came through the day after Christmas with an epic IG Live. At ages 73 and 71, Rashad and Allen, both Howard alums, working women, mothers, and grandmothers, have defied age and, most importantly, embody and define Black excellence. And this year, they have been busy as ever. Rashad, most beloved as Claire Huxtable on The Cosby Show, changed it up a bit by playing villains in two films, Tyler Perry's first Netflix film, A Fall from Grace, in January, and the Blumhouse horror thriller, Black Box, in October, before settling into more familiar terrain with the HBO production of Ta-Nehisi Coates' book, Between the World and Me, and the new Christmas classic, Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey, in Pixar's jazz-themed animated film, Soul. In addition to running the Debbie Allen Dance Academy, also known as DADA, work that fuels the Shonda Rhimes produced Netflix documentary, Dance Dreams, focus on her and the school's annual holiday production, Hot Chocolate Nutcracker. Allen is Dr. Catherine Fox on Rhimes' Juggernaut series, Grey's Anatomy, while also serving as executive producer and directing many episodes. If that weren't enough, she also directed the Dolly Parton film, Christmas on the Square. With a track record of excellence like this, it's little wonder that their IG Live, with brief appearances from their daughters, Condola Rashad and Vivian Nixon, and Allen's two grandchildren, has attracted over 454,000 views on Allen's IG and over 130,000 views on Rashad's IG and counting. Speaking among themselves as well as answering audience questions, the two icons unknowingly dressed similarly in red silk dropped numerous gems through all the love and laughter. A few memorable ones are captured. Take a nap. Of course, the audience asked the flawless beauties for their secrets. Rashad admitted that genes play a huge role, but suggested drinking lots of water and keeping your skin clean. In addition to exercise, Allen referencing a Chinese doctor she visited through Rashad advocated protecting your mental state. Take a nap 15 to 20 minutes a day, he advised. That means lay down and let everything go, she said. How Rashad and Allen became great. Their mother, the Pulitzer Prize-nominated poet Vivian Ayers Allen, who is now in her 90s and living in Los Angeles with Alan, played a pivotal role in their early development, especially as artists, the women shared. One of the main reasons for that Alan shared is how she incorporated her children into her life, be it taking them to Mexico with her, sharing books from Rice University, where she worked as an assistant librarian, or welcoming civil rights activity into their home. Take your children with you. Don't leave them behind. Take them with you. No matter how difficult it is, take them with you, because that's how Felicia and I have become who we are. Mama always took us with her, and we were part of her vision and her dream along the way, Alan shared. Alan explained that it was important because it's how you make the world a better place. Look at us. We weren't just by accident out here becoming who we are. We were destined and we were raised to go out here and do something with creativity and do something not just about ourselves. Teaching is a gift to the teacher. Speaking of teaching, Chadwick Boseman and Susan Watson, with whom she guest stars as her mother on quote-unquote This Is Us with Alan, Rashad said, I don't feel like I've touched their lives so much as they have touched mine, because teaching is a gift in which we receive, wouldn't you say? We receive so much from the students. I learn so many things, because it isn't just the case that I walk into a class knowing what I want to say and knowing what I want to do. I don't. It becomes a safe space for us to work and to explore. Alan, who announced her plans to open Data Middle School, beginning with sixth graders in the fall of 2021, chimed in that the most important word is explore. As a teacher for me, you find out what they need. You may go in with a destination of where you want them to get to, but you have to find out and discover together how to get them there. What is the best way for them to get there? Why they don't regret great projects they turned down. On IG, the two were asked if they turned down projects they regretted. Although Rashad revealed that she turned down the film Clara's Heart, she and her sister admitted that it was a role that belonged to Whoopi Goldberg. She was just like she is everything she does, honest and true. You know that's why we love her, Rashad shared. For Alan, it was being unable to direct Ruby Bridges, which aired in 1988. Because she was committed to a Dada fundraiser in which she and James Ingram starred in a stage adaptation of her children's book, Brothers of the Night. I couldn't forsake the children, she said. The real opportunity for me has been to stay with these kids and be there for them, and so that's a commitment. It is a life commitment. Leaning into the theme of her film, Soul, Rashad surmised that life's moments are unfolding, and the greatest moment is right before us in the present, not what we measure. The next article is titled, Feel the Love, The Celebs Who Got Engaged or Married in 2020, Part 2. Cynthia Bailey, The Real Housewives of Atlanta star, wed her love, Mike Hill, on Saturday in Georgia. The couple exchanged their vows in front of 250 guests, which included many of her Real Housewives of Atlanta co-stars. Despite the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, Bailey told People that it will still be important to them to celebrate their love. Mike and I are elated that today has finally come. 10-10-20 is and always will be our perfect date. We are not perfect, but are perfect for each other, the newlyweds told People in an exclusive interview. We are living in a very different time, and now more than ever, we realize that life is too short and to never take anything for granted. We are so grateful we have found each other. Love with the help of God conquers all. Barely 53, in Hill, who got engaged in July 2019 after dating for 14 months, were adamant about making sure the safety of their wedding guests were still their top priority. Aisha Hines, November isn't just the start of the holiday season, it is also the beginning of engagement season 2, which was no exception for Fox 911 star Aisha Hines and her love, Silky Valentina, who decided to begin their own journey to the altar. It takes 21 days to form a new habit. Habit fondly formed with at Silky Valentina. 3 weeks ago today, he asked if we could grow together for the rest of our lives. Aisha said, bet. Hashtag Black Love for the Dub. Gabourey Sidibe. Over the Thanksgiving holiday, Empire actress Gabourey Sidibe and her longtime boyfriend, Brandon Frankel, got engaged. The actress shared the love of her life had put a ring on it via Instagram. It is weird that people think we are already married, but I guess our hearts and intentions for each other are just that clear to see, Sidibe wrote in an Instagram post, posing with her engagement ring. My boyfriend proposed, and now I get to hold him forever. The funniest man I've ever met. The sweetest human to exist. Jeannie Mae, Atlanta rapper Jeezy didn't let stay-at-home orders stop him from pulling off the perfect quarantine proposal to his girlfriend, the real host Jeannie Mae. His original plan was to pop the big question during their April trip to Vietnam, but had to be canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. Instead, Jeezy, real name J. Wayne Jenkins, decided to bring a taste of Vietnam home to them with a special date night indoors where he asked her to marry him. The next article is titled, Watch the trailer for Cardi B's hilarious new show, Cardi Tries. Cardi B and Messenger have released an 8-episode series called Cardi Tries, which will exclusively be available to view through Messenger's new Watch Together feature. The show debuted on December 17, 2020. On the show, the rapper and entrepreneur will get a chance to try a host of activities outside of her comfort zone, like stunt car racing, working on a ranch, learning how to shoot hoops, and even making wigs. Fans will be able to enjoy the show in real time over video calls with friends on Instagram. Messenger and Messenger Rooms, with new episodes airing on Thursdays until February 4th. For particular episodes, Cardi will be joined by Fast and Furious actress Michelle Rodriguez, NBA player Damian Lillard, country singer Mickey Guyton, among others. In the first episode, Cardi will try taking a ballet class with Debbie Allen. I just really want people to have a good time watching this show. Bring happiness, bring smiles, bring laughter. 2020 has been a very dry, sad year for everybody, she told BET. Cardi Tries will mark the fourth time Cardi has shown us her personality on screen. Most recently, she was judge on the Netflix series Rhythm and Flow, which aired in 2019 and has been renewed for a second season. The new miniseries comes on the heels of her collaboration with Reebok that included shoes, masks, and other branded apparel items. The rapper sent out hilarious WAP-inspired shoe packages out to fans and other celebrities to promote the collaborative effort. The next article is titled, Barack Obama Reveals His Favorite Songs of 2020. Barack Obama may be our forever president, but when it comes to knowing good music, he is just like the rest of us. Over the weekend, Obama dropped his highly anticipated end-of-the-year playlist, filled with his favorite tunes of 2020. And of course, he had a bit of help from 19-year-old Sasha Obama to curate the fire playlist that we can all tune into for ourselves on Spotify. The list goes as follows. Savage Remix by Megan Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce. Love Is the King by Jeff Tweedy. Franchise by Travis Scott featuring Young Thug and MIA. Nada by Lito Pimiento featuring Little Sommet. Can't Do Much by Waxahachie. The Bigger Picture by Little Baby. Ghost by Bruce Springsteen. Levitating by Dua Lipa featuring DaBaby. The Climb Back by J. Cole. Repeat by J. Huss featuring Coffee. Damage by Her. Goodbye Jimmy Reed by Bob Dylan. Summer 2020 by Jeannie Aiko. Brave by Reston Kelly. You Wrong, edited by Prince, KB, Shimza, Black Motion, and Ami Faku. Better Distractions by Faye Webster. Lemonade by Internet Money featuring Don Tolliver, Gunna, and Nav. Blue World by Mac Miller. Cut 'Em In by Anderson .Paak featuring Rick Ross. Starting Over by Chris Stapleton. Mecca by Spillage Village, Jid and Earth Gang. La Difficile by Bad Bunny. Essence by WizKid featuring Tims. And All My Girls Like to Fight by Hope Tyler. Kyoto by Phoebe Briggs. Sun Came Out by Gunna. Remember Where You Are by Jessie Ware. For My People by Goody Mob. Distance by Yeba. And One Life Might Live by Little Sims. The next article is titled, The Celebrity Mamas Who Gave Birth in 2020. An unprecedentedly challenging 2020 comes to a close. It is important to remember that it wasn't all bad. We are looking back at some of the many high notes the year brought to the news cycle, which included celebrity pregnancy announcement galore and lots of new arrivals. Here is a list of celebrities who gave birth in 2020. Teyana Taylor. Teyana Taylor and her husband, Amon Schumpert, had an extra lit Labor Day weekend this year. Just 24 hours after their baby shower went down, their second child together, a baby girl named Rue, made her grand entrance. Proud Papa Amon made the announcement on his Instagram page, confirming that their second daughter was birthed at home in their bathroom, just like her big sister Junie, who was 5. Jodie Turner Smith. In 2020, Queen and Slim actress Jodie Turner Smith and her husband, Little Fires Everywhere actor Joshua Jackson, became parents to a newborn baby girl. This is the first child for both actors, who first met at a birthday party in 2018. LaToya Luckett. In September, actress and singer LaToya Luckett welcomed her second child, a son, with husband Tom Walker. Tyson Wolf Walker, the Greenleaf actress, captioned an Instagram of her baby boy's footprints, revealing he arrived at 4:03 a.m. and weighed 9 pounds and 7 ounces. Overjoyed, thank you, Heavenly Father. The couple, who wed in 2017, are also parents to daughter Gianna, born in January 2019. Khalees. In September, Khalees officially became a mom of 3. The notoriously private artist let her fans in on the happy news via Instagram video. Hey, So I've been kind of MIA, very MIA actually, but for a really good reason, because I just had my baby. The 41-year-old shared in a video address to her followers, "I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I am generally a really private person with my personal life, but I wanted to kind of bring my fam in, bring you guys in to sort of talk about all of these women's things we go through that no one really tells us about." Since giving birth, Khalees has shared her joy with fans over having a girl after being a boy mom for years. Sierra. In July, Sierra welcomed her third child, a baby boy named Wynn Harrison Wilson, with husband Russell Wilson. Baby boy Wynn is the couple's second child together. He joined big sister Sienna, 3, and big brother future Zahar, Sierra's 5-year-old son, with her ex-fiance, rapper Future. Nicki Minaj. On September 30th, rap queen Nicki Minaj added another impressive feature to her lengthy resume. New mom. Minaj and her husband, Kenneth Petty, welcomed a son. As part of her celebration on social media, Minaj shared a photo of the special note Beyonce sent her to congratulate her on her bundle of joy. Rah Ali. In November, Rah Ali has some good news to share with fans, announcing that her rainbow baby has arrived, safe and sound. After suffering a tragic pregnancy loss, the entertainer gave birth to a healthy baby girl. The entertainer and former Love and Hip Hop New York star announced the good news via Instagram through her media brand onsite.com, which shared a photo of Ali sitting in the hospital doting on her newborn baby. Overjoyed to announce, Rah Ali safely welcomed her healthy and beautiful baby girl today, 11/11/2020. The brand wrote in the caption. Run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Ava Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.